Venimos hablando acerca de principios de reino durante este año.
So during this year we have been talking about the kingdom culture.
Y uno de los principios entre la cultura del reino que hablamos era de la salvación.
And one of the principles that we talked about inside of the kingdom culture is salvation.
Esto lo hablamos en el ayuno que tuvimos de 21 días al inicio del año.
And we talked about this in the 21 day fast that we had at the beginning of the year.
Y hoy nos vamos a enfocar en este aspecto, la salvación.
And today we're going to focus on this aspect, salvation.
Bien, yo no había caído en cuenta que justo caía el día de la salvación.
And the funny thing is I did not realize that the topic of salvation is actually this today.
Que el presidente de Estados Unidos lo declaró el día de los travestis.
Although the president of the United States declared it the trans day.
Ah, se puede imaginar.
Can you imagine that?
Pero bueno, que Dios tenga misericordia de él.
That God would have mercy on him.
Pero es el día de salvación.
But it is the day of salvation.
Hoy celebramos la resurrección del Señor Jesús entre los muertos.
Today we resurrect the resurrection of Jesus.
You resurrect the resurrection, huh? You're killing it.
Today we resurrect. We're resurrecting in celebration the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Hoy dijo, ya estamos resucitando la resurrección. Ahí se la traduzco. Ay, tremendo. Bien, quiero que vaya conmigo a Romanos 3:23.
And I just want you to go with me to Romans 3:23.
Dice la escritura, por cuanto todos pecaron y están destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
And so it says, for everyone has sinned, we all fall short of of God's glorious standard.
Pregunta, ¿quiénes pecaron?
So question, who sinned?
¿Quién? Haga así.
Go like this.
Todos me incluye. Generalmente tenemos un ojo crítico.
So generally we have a very critical eye.
Y se nos facilita ver lo malo que otros hacen.
And it's easy for us to see what's wrong in somebody else.
Se nos facilita ver lo que no nos gusta de otra persona.
It's easy for us to see what we don't like in somebody else.
Los mal cristianos que son.
The bad Christians that they are.
Cuando faltan a su palabra.
When they lack on their word.
Cuando no cumplen sus compromisos.
When they don't fulfill what they committed to.
Cuando hacen lo malo.
When they do something wrong.
Pero mire que lo que nos destituye,
but if you look, what makes us fall short,
dice la escritura, es que nosotros también pecamos.
The scripture says that we also sin.
Entonces dice la escritura, y esto lo hablé la semana pasada.
And so the scripture says, and we talked about this last week,
que en vez de enfocarse en la paja que hay en un ojo ajeno,
that instead of focusing on the speck that is in someone's eye,
que más bien tienes que ver la viga que hay en el tuyo.
What we need to do is actually on focus. One that you have in your eye.
Por ahí yo escuché un dicho que cuando usted apunta a alguien,
I've heard a saying that when you point at somebody,
hay tres dedos apuntándolo a usted de vuelta.
There are three fingers pointing back, right back at you.
Y el Espíritu Santo generalmente no nos está hablando del pecado de los demás.
And so the Holy Spirit doesn't generally talk to us about other people's sin.
Él generalmente nos va a hablar acerca de nuestro.
He generally talks to us about our sin.
Si usted escucha mucho del Señor,
if you hear a lot from the Lord,
acerca del pecado de otros,
in regards to somebody else's sin,
de pronto no es el Señor.
It's probably not the Lord.
Puede ser un espíritu de acusación.
It could be a spirit of judgment or accusation.
Puede ser un espíritu de religiosidad.
It could be a spirit of religiousness.
Que se enmascara como Dios.
That it masks as if it was God.
Pero no es de Dios.
But it's not from God.
Porque la Biblia dice que Satanás es el acusador de los hermanos.
Because the Bible says that Satan is the accuser.
Of the brethren.
Of the brethren.
Entonces, cuando el enemigo continuamente le permite ver lo que está mal en los demás,
and so when the enemy continuously allows you to see what's wrong in other people,
y usted dice que es el Espíritu Santo,
and you say that it's the Holy Spirit,
me lo cuestionaría.
I would question it.
Si no puedo ver la falla que hay en mí,
if I can't see the faults that I have,
mire, yo alego con mi mujer.
Look, I also argue with my wife.
¿Cómo así, pastor?
What do you mean, pastor?
Ah, la pastora no es fácil.
You know, she's not easy sometimes.
El pastor tampoco.
You know, I'm not easy either.
Pero a mí nunca el Espíritu Santo me ha hablado mal de mi esposa.
But the Holy Spirit has never spoken bad to me about my wife.
Cuando ocurren las cosas,
when things happen,
aun cuando creo tener la razón,
even when I think I am right,
aun si ella está siendo injusta,
even if she's being unjust,
él me habla de mí.
He speaks about me.
Me dice, ámala.
He says, love her.
Perdona.
Forgive her.
Translate that. Quédate callado.
Be quiet.
Responde en amor.
Respond with love.
Y cuando no lo hago,
and when I don't do it,
no se aparece y me dice el colmo como te habló.
He doesn't show up and say, I can't believe she talked to you that way.
Me dice, ¿por qué reaccionaste de esa manera?
He says, why did you react in that manner?
Porque dejas que la frustración te gane.
Why do you allow frustration to beat you?
Porque te permites que la ira te controle.
Why do you allow that anger would control you?
Todos pecamos.
Every single one of us sin.
Y gran parte de la función del Espíritu Santo.
And a big part of what the Holy Spirit does
es darnos testimonio interior.
Is to give us an internal testimony.
de nuestro pecado.
Of our sin.
Porque todos hemos pecado.
Because we've all sinned.
Por ende, todos somos culpables.
And because of that, we're all guilty.
Hay una ley espiritual muy poderosa en la escritura.
There's a very powerful spiritual law in the scripture.
Diga conmigo, siembra y cosecha.
Say with me, sow and reap.
Siembra y cosecha.
Sow and reap.
Según la Biblia, Dios no puede ser burlado.
According to the Bible, God cannot be laughed at.
Todo lo que el hombre siembra,
everything that man sows,
eso mismo cosechará.
He will surely reap.
Si usted sabe cómo funciona esto,
and if you know how that works,
no sabe que uno planta una semilla,
you know that you plant a seed,
¿y qué sale?
And what comes out?
Un árbol.
A tree.
Y un árbol,
and a tree,
tiene fruto.
Fruit.
No uno.
Not one.
No dos.
Not two.
Miles.
But thousands.
Arránquele todas las naranjas a un naranjal.
You could take off all the oranges that are on an orange tree.
¿Qué va a hacer ese árbol?
What's that tree going to do?
Va a volver a dar naranjas.
It's going to give more oranges.
La naturaleza misma no lo demuestra.
Nature itself shows us.
¿Por qué le digo esto?
Why am I telling you this?
Porque si usted ha pecado.
Because if you've sinned.
¿Qué ha sembrado?
What have you sowed?
Lo malo.
Bad.
Si le mentimos a alguien.
If we lie to somebody.
Si le hacemos daño.
If we do harm,
si hemos manipulado,
if we've manipulated,
si hemos jugado con sus emociones,
if we have played with someone's emotions,
si hemos herido a alguien adrede,
if we've hurt somebody,
si hemos tomado ciertas decisiones que perjudican a otros,
if we've ever taken certain decisions that bring prejudice,
damage
to somebody else.
¿Qué suponemos cosechar?
So what are we supposed to sow?
Un árbol es.
A tree.
Yo mentí.
I lied.
¿Qué voy a cosechar?
Am I going to reap?
Un árbol de mentiras.
A tree of lies.
Que me mientan por aquí.
That they would lie to me here.
Que me mientan por
that they would lie to me over
que
here.
Me mientan por allá.
That they're going to lie just to me all the time.
¿A quién le gustaría eso?
Who would like that? Raise your hand.
Lo que sembramos,
what we sow,
suponemos cosecharlo.
We're supposedly going to reap it.
Es lo que, es la paga.
And that's basically the payment.
Es lo que merecemos.
It's deserve.
Todos hemos sembrado muerte.
We've all sowed death.
Por varias razones.
For many reasons.
Quiero poner un ejemplo.
And I want to give you an example.
Si usted tuviese un robot,
if you had a robot,
digamos que usted contrata una robotina, compra una robotina.
Let's say you buy a robotina.
Sí, como la de los Jetsons, ¿se acuerdan del show?
Like in the show The Jetsons, like the future show back in the day.
Los supersónicos, creo que se llamaba en español. Entonces, lava, trapea, cocina, hace de todo.
So basically you hire a robot maid. She cleans, she washes, she does everything.
Las mujeres dicen aleluya, sí.
And so women say hallelujah.
Y usted la compra.
And so you buy the machine.
Se la lleva para la casa.
You take it to your house.
Y le empieza a hacer desastres.
And it starts causing disasters in your house.
La rompe los platos.
It breaks your plates.
Le pega a sus hijos.
It hits your children.
Atropella al perro.
It like knocks over your dog.
Parte las paredes.
It breaks the walls.
Usted la compró porque trae invitados a su casa.
You bought it because you invite people to your house.
Y es para hacer la fiesta más amena.
And it's to make the party more
comfortable. Para que le traiga la comida.
So they can, so the robot can bring the food.
Para que cuando se vaya la gente le limpie y no le toque tan pesado.
And so when people leave, then the robot could clean and it wouldn't be so difficult for you.
Y la robotina va y abre la puerta.
And that the robot would go and open the door.
Y engaña a los invitados.
And what it does is that it tricks or manipulates the guests.
Les riega el jugo encima.
It spills the drinks on them.
Le tira el croissant.
It throws the croissant at them.
Se comporta mal.
And it just behaves badly.
¿Qué pensaría usted de esta máquina?
What would you think about this machine?
¿Cuál sería? ¿Qué review le pondrías?
What review would you put on the machine?
Ni uno, si no sería cero.
You would not even put it, you just put zero.
¿La recomendaría?
Would you recommend it to somebody?
Volvería a comprarla.
Would you buy it again?
¿Qué haría con ella?
What would you do with it?
Yo creo que uno va y trata de devolverla.
I think what you would try and do is you would go back and you would try and return it.
Si no se la devuelven,
if they don't return it, if they don't receive it,
la vendo.
Then I'm going to sell it.
Ah, le voy a hacer ese mal a alguien.
Ah, so you're going to do that to somebody, huh?
En Facebook Marketplace, el otro jodido. La tiras por basura. Yeah, you would throw it out.
Oh, you would throw it into the trash.
No te serviría.
It doesn't work for you.
No cumple su función.
It doesn't fulfill its function.
¿Para qué la querría?
So why would you want it?
¿Por qué te pongo este ejemplo?
So why am I putting this example?
Tú fuiste creado con un propósito.
You were made with a purpose.
Tú traes un diseño.
You bring a design.
Tú traes un programa interno.
You have an internal programming.
Que es reflejar la imagen de Dios.
And that it's to reflect the image of God.
Que es avanzar la obra de Dios.
That it's to advance the works of God.
Fuiste hecho a su imagen y su semejanza.
You were made in his image and in his likeness.
¿Y qué has hecho?
And what have you done?
¿Has ayudado el propósito de Dios?
Have you helped the purpose of God?
¿Has ayudado a construir la casa de Dios?
Have you helped to build the house of God?
¿Estás atrayendo los invitados de Dios?
Are you bringing the guests or other people for the Lord?
¿O más bien los estás espantando?
Or is that what you're probably doing? Are you just scaring them off?
Imagine usted te traen tener a robotina.
Imagine they bring you the robot.
Y en vez de estar atendiendo la gente.
And instead of it serving the guests.
Está por allá rumbeando en el downtown.
It's over there partying in downtown.
Pero la necesito en la fiesta.
And you're telling her, but I need you at my party.
La necesito en mi reunión.
I need you in my meetings.
Quizás sea un ejemplo tonto.
And so it could be a stupid example.
¿Pero qué le digo esto?
But why am I telling you this?
Porque no funciona.
Because it doesn't work.
¿Qué harías con algo que adquiriste con un sentido, con una razón y un propósito?
And what would you do with something that you bought or that you received that has a purpose and has a design?
Que no lo cumple.
But it doesn't fulfill it.
Sino que más bien te perjudica.
But instead,
it affects it. Detrimental.
It affects you.
Hace lo contrario que tú querías.
It does the contrary of what you wanted to do.
Y en vez de ayudar,
and instead of helping,
daña.
It damages.
Ya no lo tendrías.
You wouldn't have it anymore.
Si cambiamos el ejemplo,
if we change the example,
y lo llevamos a un empleado,
and we take it to an employee,
lo contrataste con una expectativa,
you contracted him and you have expectations.
Te está dañando la empresa,
and now he's damaging your business.
Te está espantando los clientes,
he's scaring away your clients.
Los está tratando mal,
he's treating them bad.
Te roba las herramientas,
he steals your tools.
O las pierde, no las cuida.
Or he loses them and he doesn't take care of them.
Continúa afectando la empresa.
And he continues to affect the company.
¿Qué harías?
What would you do?
¿Qué harían?
What would you do?
Ay, tan lindo. Yo lo he hecho.
You know, I would fire him.
Pastor.
Pastor.
Obviamente, ¿por qué?
Obviously, why?
Porque tiene un propósito.
Because he has a purpose.
Y no lo está cumpliendo.
And he's not fulfilling it.
¿Sabías tú que Dios nos creó con un propósito?
And so did you know that God created us with a purpose?
Que te dio un programa interno.
That he gave you an internal program.
Que hay unas expectativas de vida con las que él quiere que te manejes.
And that he has expectations of your life of how he wants you to do it.
Que hay unas reglas y protocolos de funcionamiento básico.
That there's basic rules and protocols that you need to follow.
Y que inclusive hay obras que él preparó para ti de antemano.
And that even there are works that he prepared for you beforehand.
Y hay cosas para las que él específicamente te creó.
And there are things that he specifically created you for.
¿Y qué hicimos?
And what did we do?
Todos pecamos.
We all sinned.
Nos fuimos en contra del plan.
We went against the plan.
En contra del diseño.
Against the design.
En vez de construir el propósito, afectamos el propósito.
Instead of building the purpose, we affected and damaged the purpose.
En vez de acercar gente a su propósito, los alejamos del propósito.
Instead of bringing people closer to his purpose, we've scared them away from his purpose.
Dañamos su reino.
We damage his kingdom.
Damos mal testimonio.
We give a bad testimony.
Hay mucha gente que no quiere ser creyente por la culpa, no de Dios, de otros creyentes.
And there's a lot of people that don't want to be believers, not because it's God's fault, but because of other believers'
fault.
Por
el testimonio nuestro.
For the testimony that we show.
Y entonces a lo que quiero llegar es que somos como aquel robot.
So the point I'm trying to get to is we're like that robot.
Que en vez de ayudar,
that instead of helping,
está haciendo todo lo contrario.
We're doing everything the opposite.
¿Sabe cómo se llama eso?
And do you know what that's called?
Pecado.
Sin.
La Biblia lo llama amartía.
The Bible calls it
amartía.
Amartía.
Yeah, it's in Greek. Y significa errar al blanco.
And it means to miss the bullseye.
Y porque todos hemos hecho eso.
And because we've all done that.
Supuestamente debemos ser desechados.
Supposedly we're supposed to be kicked out.
No podemos estar en casa de Dios.
We cannot be in the house of God.
No podríamos ser parte de su reino.
We cannot be part of his kingdom.
No podemos ser parte de sus propósitos.
We can't be part of his purpose.
Deberíamos ser desechados.
We need to be kicked out.
Tirados al fuego.
Thrown to the fire.
Al reciclaje.
To the recycling bin.
O a la basura.
Or to the garbage.
Y Dios en vez de hacer eso.
And instead of God doing that.
Nos trata con misericordia.
He treats us with mercy.
Nos da una oportunidad.
He gives us another opportunity.
Y otra oportunidad.
And another opportunity.
Y otra oportunidad.
And another opportunity.
Y sigue creyendo en nosotros.
And he continues to believe in us.
Cuando muy seguramente nosotros ya hubiéramos desechado aquello que no nos
sirvió. When many times we would have probably kicked out the person on the first mistake.
Todos pecamos.
We all sin.
Todos vamos en contra del propósito de Dios.
We all go against the purpose of God.
Todos le hemos hecho daño a alguien más.
And we've all caused damage to somebody else.
Y todos hemos sembrado lo malo.
And we've all sowed bad.
Mire, no me importa cuán santurrón sea usted.
I don't care how much of a holy person you think you are.
Ha hecho algo.
You've done something wrong.
Y según la ley de la siembra y la cosecha,
and according to the law of sowing and reaping,
así le saque lo espiritual,
even if you do something spiritual,
or you take out
the spiritual,
y lo ve en lo natural,
and you see it in the natural,
siempre se cosecha más de lo que se siembra.
You will always reap more than what you sow.
Así que si has sembrado mal,
so if you have sowed wrong,
supone merecer y esperar,
then you're supposed to expect
algo peor.
Something worse.
Y no una ni dos veces.
And not just one or two times.
Muchas veces.
Many times.
¿Se podría imaginar cómo sería nuestra vida?
And so could you imagine how our life could be?
Si realmente cosecháramos lo que hemos sembrado.
If we would truly reap what we sowed.
Llena de engaño.
It would be filled with deceit.
De mentira.
Of lies.
De gente aprovechándose.
Of people taking advantage of
de
you.
De gente manipulándonos.
Of people manipulating.
De rebeldía.
Of rebellion.
De grosería.
Of
curse words. Meanness.
Mean.
Yeah. Something like that. Tratándonos mal.
And just bad things.
Malas respuestas.
But people would respond to us wrongly.
Eso sí, verdaderamente cosecháramos lo que sembramos.
And so that would truly be what we would reap if that's what we sowed.
Y sabes, eso es muy diferente al deseo de Dios para nosotros.
And did you know that's very different from the desire that God has for you.
Dice la escritura en Juan 10:10.
The scripture says in John 10:10.
Dice, el ladrón vino a robar, matar y destruir.
It says the thief came to steal, kill and destroy.
Pero yo he venido a darles una vida y darles vida en abundancia.
But it says, but I have come to give you life and life abundantly.
Dice la escritura que el reino de Dios,
and it says in the scripture that the kingdom of God
es justicia,
is justice,
paz,
peace
y gozo,
and joy
en el Espíritu Santo.
In the Holy Spirit.
Es justicia,
it's righteousness,
paz,
peace,
y gozo,
and joy.
¿Qué es?
What is it?
El test. ¿A quién le gustaría vivir en justicia?
And so who would like to live in righteousness?
En paz,
in peace,
y en gozo,
and in joy.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere para ti.
And so that's what God wants for you.
¿Será que eso es lo que tú has sembrado para ti mismo?
So do you think that's what you've sowed for yourself?
¿Acaso no hemos sembrado discordia?
Have we not sowed a
discord. Alegatos.
Arguments.
Rebeldía.
Rebellion.
Piensa en su juventud. ¿Cómo fue usted con sus papás?
So I want you to think in your youth now, how were you with your parents?
¿Acaso no hemos sembrado malos deseos a otros cuando no hacen lo que pensamos que deben hacer?
Many times that we not sow, you know, bad thoughts or bad things to somebody when they didn't do what we wanted them to do.
Chismes.
A gossip.
O aquí nadie ha hablado mal de nadie.
Or no one here has ever spoken bad about somebody else.
Para que al final ore por mí.
At the end, so you can pray for me if you've never done that.
Todos hemos hecho lo malo delante de Dios.
We've all done wrong before the eyes of the Lord.
Todos hemos afectado a alguien más.
We've all affected somebody else.
Todos hemos sembrado cosas que no nos gustaría cosechar.
We've all sowed things that we would not like to reap personally.
Y eso es lo que merecemos.
And that is what we deserve.
Por eso la escritura dice que la paga del pecado es muerte.
And so that's why the scripture says that the payment of sin is death.
Y el ladrón vino a robar, matar y destruir.
And the thief came to steal, kill and destroy.
Cuando pecamos,
when we sin,
dice la escritura,
the scripture says,
que nos hacemos siervos de aquello a lo que obedecemos.
We say in the scripture says, we become servants to what we obey.
O nos hacemos esclavos de aquello a lo que obedecemos.
Or we become slaves to what we obey.
Eso quiere decir que cuando hacemos lo malo,
and so that's to say, when we do something wrong,
estamos obedeciendo a Satanás.
We are obeying Satan.
Y nos estamos sometiendo como esclavos de él.
And we're basically submitting ourselves as slaves to Satan.
Para que él nos maneje.
So he can take control of us.
Para que nos manipule.
So he can manipulate us.
Para que nos afecte.
So he could affect us.
Para que nos haga daño.
So he could cause us harm.
Para que nos utilice para afectar a los demás.
And so he could use us to affect other people.
Y Dios cuando ve todo esto,
and so God, when he sees all this,
no se alegra,
he doesn't become joyful.
No dice, eso es lo que se merece.
He doesn't say that's what you deserve.
Eso le pasa por calabaza,
that's what happens. That's what happens for messing up.
Eso es su culpa.
That's your fault.
Él te ve con misericordia.
But what does he do? He looks at you with mercy.
Él te ve con amor.
He looks at you with love.
Dice, eso no es lo que yo tengo para ti.
And he says, that's not what I have for you.
Eso no es lo que quiero para ti.
That's not what I want for
you. Yo no te creé para sufrir.
I didn't create you to suffer.
Para que te engañen.
So they can trick you.
Para que te mientan.
So they could lie to you.
Para que te abusen.
So they could abuse you.
Para que tengas que aguantar afrontas día tras día.
So you have to just kind of
manage offense day to day. Para eso no te creé.
And so he says, that's not what I created you for.
Yo quiero una vida llena de justicia para ti.
I want a life filled with righteousness for you.
Una vida llena de paz.
A life filled with peace.
Una vida con gozo.
A life with joy.
Dice Romanos 12:2 que su voluntad es buena, es agradable y es perfecta.
Romans 12:2 says that his plans are good, pleasing and perfect for you.
A lo que quiero ir con eso es que el deseo de Dios no es que coseches lo que tú sembraste.
And so the point I'm trying to get to is that God doesn't want you to reap what you have sowed.
Él quiere que coseches.
Instead, he wants you to reap
lo que él sembró.
What he sowed.
Amor.
Love.
Misericordia.
Mercy.
Vida.
Life.
Restauración.
Restoration.
Sanidad.
Healing.
Porque es un padre amoroso.
Because he's a loving father.
¿Sabe, mis hijos se portan mal?
Did you know my kids behave badly sometimes?
A veces no me hacen caso.
Sometimes they don't listen to me.
A veces son groseros.
Sometimes they're rude.
¿Y usted cree que yo quiero que le pase algo malo a mis hijos?
And do you think that I want something bad to happen to my kids?
Aun cuando se portan mal.
Even when they behave bad.
Yo los corrijo.
I correct them.
Pero mi amor no cambia.
But my love doesn't change.
Yo les dejo saber que están mal.
I let them know that they're doing wrong.
Yo los regaño muchas veces.
There's many times where I discipline them.
A veces les doy varita.
Sometimes I spank them.
Pero eso no cambia mi amor.
But that doesn't change my love.
Eso no cambia el hecho que yo quiero lo mejor para ellos.
That doesn't change the fact that I want what's absolutely best for
them.
Eso
no cambia el hecho que yo los quiera ver feliz.
That doesn't change that I want to see them happy.
Eso no cambia el hecho que a mí me gustaría que fuesen benditos.
And that doesn't change the fact that I want them to be blessed.
Y que los amo y que quiero cuidarlos.
And that I love them and I want to take care of them.
Lo que quiero decir es que Dios es un padre amoroso.
What I want to say is that God is a loving father.
Que no paga mal con mal.
That he doesn't pay bad with bad.
Que ni siquiera te da tu merecido.
That he doesn't even give you what you deserve.
Que te trata con amor y misericordia.
That he treats you with love and with mercy.
Y que todo el tiempo te vive cuidando.
And that all the time he is taking care of you.
Cuidándote de ti mismo.
And he's taking care of you from you.
A veces pensamos que nuestro peor enemigo es el diablo.
A lot of times we think that our worst enemy is the devil.
Y yo tengo noticias para ti.
But I have news for you.
Tu peor enemigo eres tú mismo.
Your worst enemy is yourself.
Hágase así.
Go like this.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque Jesús destruyó las obras del diablo.
Because Jesus destroyed the works of the devil.
Y le quitó la autoridad.
And he took the authority from the devil.
Eso quiere decir que Satanás no tiene autoridad sobre mi vida.
So that's to say, Satan doesn't have any authority over your life.
No puede tocarme.
He can't touch you.
No puede afectarme.
He can't affect you.
No puede hacer nada sobre mí.
He can't do anything over you.
Lo único que se le permite hacer.
The only thing that permits him to do that.
Es la autoridad que yo mismo le concedo.
Is the authority that I myself give him.
¿Cómo le concedo autoridad?
And so how do I give the enemy authority?
Cuando peco.
When I sin.
Cuando me pongo de acuerdo con él.
When I come into agreement with him.
Cuando le creo lo que me habla.
When I believe what he says.
Y camino en lo que él me dice.
And I walk in what he tells me.
Mira lo que hablábamos ahorita.
So look at what we were talking about before.
Te haces esclavo.
You become a slave
de aquello que obedeces.
Of what you obey.
Según el apóstol Pablo, solo hay dos opciones.
According to Apostle Paul, there are only two options.
O te haces esclavo y siervo de Dios.
Or you can be a servant or slave of God.
O del diablo.
Or of the devil.
Se lo pongo en los siguientes términos.
So I'm going to put it in these terms.
Imagínese usted ser empleado de alguien.
Imagine if you were somebody's employee.
De alguien que te odia.
Of somebody that hates you.
De alguien que quiere verte mal.
Of somebody that wants to see you just doing bad.
Que se quiere vengar de ti.
That wants to cause vengeance on you.
Que se quiere aprovechar de ti.
That wants to take advantage of you.
Que quiere verte destruido.
That wants to see you destroyed.
Que quiere verte en el piso.
That wants to see you on the
que
floor.
Que quiere ver tu hogar derrumbado.
That wants to see your home destroyed.
¿A quién le gustaría trabajarle a ese jefe?
Who would like to work for that boss?
Y hay otro jefe.
But now there's another boss.
Uno que te ama.
Someone that loves you.
Uno que quiere estar siempre contigo.
That he always wants to be with you.
Uno que quiere tenerte a su lado.
One that wants to have you by his side.
Uno que no te tiene envidia.
One that is not jealous of you.
Sino que quiere que seas como él.
But instead he wants you to be like him.
Que sepas lo que él sabe.
That you would know what he knows.
Que hagas lo que él hace.
That you would do what he does.
Compartir acciones de la empresa.
And that you would share stocks of the company.
Compartir el beneficio.
That you would share the benefits.
Que ama a tus hijos.
That he would love your kids.
Que ama a tu esposa.
That he would love your wife.
En el buen sentido, no, no que se la quiere quitar.
In a good manner, right? That he doesn't want to steal your wife.
Que ama tu familia.
That he loves your family.
Que tiene planes contigo para el futuro.
And that he has plans for you in the future.
Hay dos jefes.
So there's two bosses.
Escoge.
Choose.
¿Quién va con el primero?
Who's going with the first one? Raise your hand.
¿Alguien? Yo no voy para ese.
I'm not going with that guy.
¿Con el segundo?
But with the second one?
La mitad. Los otros
the half,
no quieren trabajar.
The other half doesn't even want to work.
Dice el que no trabaja que no coma. ¿Con cuál jefe se va?
So what bus are you going with? With the good one.
El apóstol Pablo dice que nos hacemos esclavos de aquello que obedecemos.
And so Apostle Paul says that we become slaves of what we obey.
¿A quién le obedeces tú?
And so who do you obey?
Muchos de nosotros hoy decimos a Dios.
A lot of us today say we obey God.
La verdad es que hay 50-50. Los que dicen Dios van ahí.
But the truth is the people that say God, they're kind of half and half. They're 50-50.
Pero antes de conocerle,
but before knowing him,
estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos y pecados.
We were dead in our sins and in our crimes.
No conocíamos otra cosa.
We didn't know anything else.
No conocíamos la voluntad de Dios.
We didn't know the will of God.
No conocíamos el bien del mal.
We didn't know good or bad.
Y pecamos.
And we sinned.
Hicimos lo malo.
And we continued to do wrong.
Fuimos en contra de su plan.
We went against his plan.
Ofendimos su corazón.
We offended his heart.
Le hicimos daño a otros.
We did wrong to or harmed other people.
Queriendo o no.
Even though if we wanted to or didn't.
Igual lo hicimos.
We still did it.
Y todos esos crímenes están apuntados.
And all those crimes are written down.
Y pesan en contra nuestra.
And they are weighed against us.
Y la justicia clama por justicia.
And righteousness cries out for righteousness.
Que pague su merecido.
That you would pay what you deserve.
La paga del pecado es.
And the payment of sin is what?
Muerte.
It's death.
Tanto física.
Physically.
Y espiritual.
And spiritually.
Porque qué era la muerte en este sentido?
Because what was death in this case?
Dice la Biblia que cuando Dios crea al hombre sopla su aliento de vida en él.
The Bible says that when God creates man, he breathes his breath of life into him.
Y el hombre llega a ser un ser viviente.
And the man becomes a living being.
Usted tiene dos tipos de vida.
You have two types of life.
Según la escritura.
According to the scripture.
Tiene vida bios.
You have life bios.
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 Que es la vida biológica.
Which is biological life.
O sea, usted es cierto, está vivo, su cuerpo está vivo.
So you know your body is alive, you're alive.
Pero el segundo tipo de vida que tiene se llama Zoe.
But the second type of life that you have is Zoe.
Y Zoe significa el aliento de Dios.
And Zoe means the breath of God.
La vida de Dios.
The life of God.
Nosotros somos carne.
We are flesh.
Y espíritu.
And spirit.
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no?
Espíritu, alma y cuerpo.
We are flesh, spirit and soul.
Y entonces tenemos una vida biológica.
And so we have a biological life.
Y una vida espiritual.
And a spiritual life.
Dice la escritura que la paga del pecado es.
And so the scripture says that the payment of sin is what?
Muerte.
It's death.
Todos pecamos.
We've all sinned.
Todos moriremos eventualmente.
We will all eventually die.
Estamos muriendo en este momento.
We're dying in this moment.
Porque el cuerpo se va desgastando.
Because your body starts deteriorating.
Se va deteriorando. No sé, hay un límite de vida.
You know, you have a limit of how long your life.
¿Eso se entiende?
Does that make sense?
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque pecamos.
Because we sin.
Cuando el pecado sea erradicado,
when sin is eradicated,
seremos eternos.
Then we will be eternal.
Por ahora,
but for now,
tenemos fecha de expiración.
We have an expiration date.
La segunda muerte,
the second death,
muerte Zoe,
Zoe death,
que es que el espíritu de Dios se apaga en el hombre.
And it's that the spirit of God would basically turn off in man.
Pierde esa comunión con Dios.
You lose that communion with the Lord.
Pierde el fruto de Dios.
You lose the fruit of God.
Pierdes todo lo que Dios es.
And you lose everything that God is.
Y todo lo que él ofrece.
And everything that he offers you.
Y queda el hombre con un gran vacío.
And then man now has a huge void.
Porque está muerto en vida.
Because he's dead in life.
Es decir, tiene su vida bios.
It's to say he has his bios.
Bios life. Su vida biológica.
Biological life.
Pero por adentro está muerto.
But inside he is dead.
Por eso no encuentra el gozo.
That's why he doesn't find joy.
Por eso no encuentra la paz.
That's why he doesn't find peace.
Por eso no encuentra plenitud.
They don't find fulfillment.
Por eso nada los llena.
Then nothing fills them.
No importa cuánto te ame una persona.
And it doesn't matter how much a person could love you.
Nunca va a ser suficiente.
It will never be enough.
No importa cuántos momentos alegres tengas en tu vida.
And it doesn't matter how many happy moments you have in your life.
No puede ofrecerte gozo.
They cannot offer you joy.
No importa cuán bien esté todo alrededor.
And it doesn't matter how good everything seems around you.
Eso no puede darte paz.
That's not going to give you peace.
Porque esas cosas provienen de la vida interior.
Because those things come from internal life.
Eso lo produce la vida Zoe.
And that's what Zoe life does.
Y por causa del pecado muere el Zoe.
But because of sin, the Zoe life dies inside of you.
Por eso hay gente que tiene todo afuera.
And so that's why there's people that have everything in the external.
Pero están muertos interiormente.
But they're dead internally.
Mire los artistas.
And so look at the artists.
La gente famosa.
People that are famous.
Tienen los looks.
They have the looks.
Los carros.
The cars.
La casa.
House.
Los viajes.
The trips.
Las nenas.
The girls.
O el chico.
Or the guys.
El Brad Pitt.
You know, they got Brad Pitt.
Y viven en el psiquiatra.
But what are, how do they live? In a psychiatrist.
En el terapeuta.
Seeing a psychiatrist, seeing a therapist.
En clínica de reposo.
They're in a
recovery clinic. Poniendo cachos.
Cheating on one another.
Perdiendo sus familias.
Losing their families.
En drogas.
In drugs.
Metiéndose en problemas.
Getting into problems.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque lo externo.
Because the external.
No puede llenar el vacío interno.
Cannot fill the internal void.
Lo bios.
Bios.
No te puede dar Zoe.
Cannot give you Zoe.
Pero el Zoe.
But Zoe.
Transforma todo el bio.
Transforms all the bios. Bios.
Cuando el hombre peca.
When man sins.
Empieza a morir espiritualmente.
He starts to die spiritually.
Y eso eventualmente le trae una muerte física.
And that eventually brings them the physical death.
A lo que quiero ir con esto.
So what I'm trying to go with this.
Es que esto es lo que todos suponemos experimentar.
That this is what we're all supposed to experiment.
Y seguramente usted antes de conocer al Señor.
And surely before you knew the Lord.
Así vivía.
That's how you lived.
Con vacíos.
With voids.
En dolores.
In pain.
En tristeza.
In sadness.
Sin paz.
Without peace.
Sin gozo.
Without joy.
Sin plenitud.
Without fulfillment.
Sin propósito.
Without purpose.
Porque aunque tenemos propósitos externos.
Because we could have external purposes.
Nada de eso proviene de eternidad.
But none of that comes from eternity.
Y entonces nada de eso tiene la capacidad de llenarnos y darnos plenitud.
And so none of that has the capacity to fill us and give us fulfillment.
Y entonces somos zombies.
And so we're basically zombies.
¿Por qué zombies?
Why zombies?
Muertos en vida.
Because we're dead in life.
Siguiendo al montón.
We're just following the multitude.
Haciendo lo que se supone que tenemos que hacer.
Doing whatever it is that we're supposedly supposed to do.
Tratando de satisfacer algo.
We're trying to satisfy something.
Un vacío que nunca se podrá llenar.
A void that will never be filled.
Y Dios ve esa condición.
And God sees that condition.
Y dice, eso no es lo que tengo para
and
ti.
He says, that's not what I have
es
for
no
you.
Es lo que quiero para
that's
ti.
Not what I want for you.
No importa cuánto hayas pecado.
It doesn't matter how much you've sinned.
No importa cuán mal lo hayas hecho.
It doesn't matter how wrong you did it.
No importa cuánto perjuicio hayas causado.
It doesn't matter how much damage you've caused.
Aún yo te amo.
Even then, I still
aún
love
hay
you.
Esperanza.
Even then, there's hope.
Y aún tengo un plan para
and
contigo.
I still have a plan for you.
Juan 3:16.
And John 3:16.
Y 17 dicen.
And 17 says.
De tal manera ama Dios a la gente perdida en el mundo.
For God so loved the world that are lost. For God so loved the world.
I said the people who are lost in the world.
Oh, sorry.
Just to give it some context.
Okay, for God so loved the people lost in the world.
Que entregó a su hijo unigénito.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Para que todo aquel que en él crea no se muera, no se pierda.
That anyone who believes in him would not be lost.
Sino que tenga vida.
But that they would have life.
Y vida eterna.
And eternal life.
Porque Dios no envió a este mundo para condenar a la gente, sino para salvarla por medio de él.
Because God did not send this people in the world to be condemned, but to be saved through him.
¿Qué quiere decir esto?
And so what is this verse trying to say?
El deseo de Dios es salvarte.
The desire of God is to save.
¿Salvarte de qué?
Is to save you from what?
De ti mismo.
From yourself.
De tu invento.
From your inventions.
De la vida que tú fabricaste para ti mismo.
From the life that you fabricated for yourself.
Y del destino al que esa vida te va a llevar.
And from the destination that life is going to take you to.
Ahorita hablo de eso.
And so I'll talk about that in a bit.
Pero dice, más bien lo que tengo para ti.
But instead he says, what I have for you.
No es condenación.
Is not condemnation.
No es una condena perpetua.
It's not a perpetual condemnation.
Ni siquiera es dejarte morir.
And it's not even to let you die.
Tengo vida.
I have life.
Y vida eterna.
And eternal life.
Tengo vida.
I have life.
Y vida abundante.
And life abundantly.
Yo vine no para condenarte.
I came not to condemn you.
Yo vine para salvarte.
I came to save you.
Yo vine para librarte de las consecuencias de todo lo que tú mismo te inventaste, hiciste mal.
That I came to free you from all the things that you invented and that you did.
Y el castigo eterno que suponías tener.
And from the eternal punishment that you're supposed to have.
Hay gente que me dice, pero si Dios ama tanto a la gente, ¿por qué envía gente al infierno?
And so people tell me, if God loves people so much, why does he send them to hell?
¿Por qué quiere mandar gente al infierno?
Why does he want to send people to hell?
Él no quiere mandar a nadie al infierno.
He doesn't want to send anybody to
mira
hell.
Que dice, yo no quiero condenar.
And so if you look in the verse, it even says, I don't want to condemn.
Yo quiero salvar.
I want to save.
Según la escritura, el infierno es el destino de Satanás y sus demonios.
According to scripture, hell is the destination for Satan and his demons.
Es una cárcel.
It's a jail.
Una prisión eterna.
It's an eternal prison.
Fuera de su ciudad.
outside of his city.
Fuera de, del lugar que él, digámoslo así, está santificando, preparando.
And so it's outside of the place that God is preparing or sanctifying.
¿Por qué los va a dejar afuera?
Why is he going to leave them outside?
Suena tonto, pero es la verdad. Los deja afuera para que no estén adentro.
It sounds dumb, but it's true. He leaves them outside, so they're not inside.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque él no quiere que en ese lugar,
because he doesn't want that in that place,
haya tristeza,
there would be sadness,
que haya dolor,
that there would be pain,
que haya enfermedad,
that there would be sickness,
que haya mentira,
that there would be lies,
que haya rebeldía,
that there would be rebellion,
que haya injusticia,
that there would be injustice.
Va a ser un lugar de justicia, paz y gozo.
It's going to be a place of righteousness, peace and joy.
Donde no existirá la maldad.
Where wickedness will not live.
Porque la maldad fue sacada de allí.
Because wickedness was taken out of there.
Fue puesta en una prisión.
And it was put in a prison.
¿Se entiende esto?
Does that make sense?
Entonces la gente dice, ¿Dios quiere mandar gente al infierno?
So people say, God wants to send people to hell?
No, Dios quiere salvar a la gente y que estén una eternidad con él.
No, God wants to save people so they can spend eternity with him.
Pero ¿quién es tu maestro?
But the question is, who is your master?
¿A quién le obedeces?
Who do you obey?
Tienes que escoger un equipo.
You need to choose a team.
¿O estoy con Dios?
Either I'm with God.
Construyendo lo que él quiere construir.
Building what he wants to build.
Haciendo lo que él quiere hacer.
Doing what he wants to do.
¿O soy parte del equipo del enemigo, digámoslo así?
Or I'm against the enemy's team.
Jesús dijo, el que no está conmigo está en mi contra.
Jesus said simply that whoever is not with me is against me.
El que conmigo no recoge, desparrama.
He who doesn't
gather with me
is
wasting. Throwing up. Is what?
He who doesn't gather with me is just wasting.
Y eso es tremendo.
And so that's incredible.
Porque no hay punto medio.
Because there's not a middle point.
O estoy con él.
Either I'm with him.
O estoy en su contra.
Or I'm against him.
O estoy adentro.
Either I'm inside.
O estoy afuera.
Or I'm outside.
¿Por qué no puedo estar en la mitad?
Why can I not be in the middle?
Porque si usted se para en una puerta.
Because if you stand on a door.
Usted no permite que la puerta se cierre, ¿sí o no?
You don't allow the door to be closed, right?
Y la puerta tiene que cerrarse.
And the door needs to be closed.
Para que ese no pueda entrar.
So people can come inside.
¿Sí me estoy explicando?
Does that make sense?
La puerta del reino tiene que cerrarse en algún momento.
The door of the kingdom needs to be able to close at one point.
Para que se quede afuera el que tiene que estar afuera.
So the one who needs to be outside stays outside.
Para que no entre.
So he doesn't come in.
Mire, si hay un ladrón que se va a meter a su casa.
So, for example, if there's a thief that's going to come into your home.
¿Usted le deja la puerta abierta?
Are you going to leave the door open?
¿Quién la abriría?
Who's going to open the door to the thief?
¿Quién le deja? Diga, métale ahí un zapatico para que no se cierre y puedan entrar.
Who's going to say, you know, tell the thief to put their foot in so the door isn't fully closed? Raise your hand if you do that.
Y si su hijo está parado en la mitad de la puerta.
And if your son is standing in the middle of the doorway.
Diga, quítese que tengo que cerrarla.
You're going to say, move because I need to close the door.
Tengo que echarle candado.
I need to put the lock on.
Tengo que meterle doble pasador.
I need to...
What do you call that? Freaking,
I need to put double locks, deadbolts and everything.
¿Para qué?
Why?
Para que no se nos metan.
So people don't come in.
En mi país,
in my country,
las puertas tienen como cinco candados.
Our doors have like five locks.
Usted va a sacar el carro del garaje.
You go to take your car out of the garage.
Lo saca.
Take it out.
Está orando para que no se lo lleven.
You're praying so they don't steal it.
Entonces,
then you come in and you're just, you're doing all that.
Conecta la otra, le pasa, le pone un candado, le pone otro, le pone.
You're putting a chain. You're putting a door. You're putting a lock. You just have a bunch of locks to close the door.
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no?
¿A quién le tocó hacerle así?
Who's had to do that before?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué ladrones?
Because there's thieves.
Hay gente que se nos quiere meter.
There are people that want to come in.
Y en lo espiritual hay alguien que se quiere meter.
And in the spiritual there's somebody that wants to come in.
Satanás.
Satan.
Quiere entrar a tu vida.
He wants to come into your life.
Quiere entrar a tu familia.
He wants to come into your family.
Quiere entrar en tu casa.
He wants to come into your home.
Quiere entrar en el propósito de Dios.
He wants to come into the purpose of God.
Y eternamente quiere destruir el plan de Dios.
And eternally he wants to destroy the purpose of God.
El que se para en la mitad,
he who stands in the middle,
el que tiene un pie adentro y un pie afuera,
and he who has one foot on the outside and one foot on the inside,
no permite que la puerta esté cerrada.
They do not allow for the door to be closed.
Por eso no hay que ser tibio.
That's
why. Shouldn't be lukewarm. That's why what?
That's why you shouldn't be lukewarm.
Yeah, okay. Say it again. Don't be lukewarm.
No seas
tibio.
Tibio.
O adentro.
So either you're inside.
O afuera.
Or you're outside.
Pero no me tape la puerta, mijito.
But don't block the doorway.
En mi país.
In my country.
Cuando uno está enfrente de la puerta.
When someone's in front of the door.
Viene el celador.
The security guard comes. Yeah.
Le dice, colabóreme con la salida.
And he says, can you please move?
Y Y muchos estamos a la mitad.
And a lot of us are in the middle.
No entran al reino.
They don't come into the kingdom.
Están bloqueando la puerta.
But they're blocking the way.
No dejan que se cierre la puerta.
They don't allow for the door to be closed.
¿Me estoy explicando?
Am I making sense?
No hay que ser tibios.
You don't need to be lukewarm.
Hay que tomar lados.
You need to take a side.
Y estoy adentro.
Either I'm in.
Con él,
with him,
avanzando su propósito,
advancing his purpose,
avanzando su voluntad,
advancing his will.
Él es mi amo,
he is my master.
Él es mi rey,
he is my king.
Él es mi señor,
he is my lord.
O estoy afuera,
or I'm outside.
Según la escritura,
according to scripture,
nacemos afuera.
We're born outside.
Dice el rey David, porque en pecado me concibió mi madre.
King David says, because my mother conceived me in sin.
Porque desde que nacemos pecamos.
Because from the moment you were born, you sinned.
Yo jamás le he enseñado a mi hija a decir una mentira.
I have never taught my daughter to say a bad word.
Y ya dice mentira.
And she already. Oh, mentira. Oh, I've never taught my daughter to lie.
Este ya está armando chisme aquí.
I was like, what? No. I've never taught my daughter to lie, but she lies.
Y a veces me dice cosas.
And sometimes she says things to me.
¿Por qué me estás diciendo eso?
And I tell her, why are you telling me this?
Eso no es verdad.
That's not true.
¿Y dónde aprendió?
And where did she learn that from?
El pecado está dentro.
Sin is inside of her.
Nacimos en pecado.
We're born in sin.
Mis hijos son, tiene un año.
My children, you know, what my children have, they have 1 year, they're 1 year old.
Y ya es envidioso.
And they're already greedy.
Le compro unas papitas.
I buy him some fries.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Las tiene.
He has them.
Le voy a coger una.
I go to grab one.
Me hace, ¡eh!
And he goes, nah.
Yo me quedo pensando, yo las pagué, cabezón.
And I'm like, yo, I paid for it.
Todas son mías.
They're actually mine.
Y prefiere dártelas al perro.
And he prefers to give them to the dog.
¿Que darme una a mí?
Than to give one to me.
Pecador.
He's a sinner.
Nadie nos enseña lo malo.
No one taught us to do wrong.
El pecado lo llevamos por dentro.
But we have sin inside of us.
Y desde que nacemos.
And from when we're born,
hacemos lo malo.
We do what's wrong.
Sembramos mal.
We sow wrong.
Porque no conocemos algo distinto.
Because we don't know anything different.
Porque la vida de Dios no está en nosotros.
Because that life is inside of us.
It's not inside of us.
Oh, it's not inside of us, right?
Porque el Espíritu Santo está apagado, digámoslo así.
Because the Holy Spirit is basically shut off within
us. No teníamos testimonio de pecado y no entendíamos lo que estaba mal.
And so we have a testimony of sin and we didn't understand what was right.
Entonces Dios viene a salvarnos de nosotros mismos.
And so God comes to save us from ourselves.
Nos ve con misericordia.
He sees us with mercy.
Y en vez de querer tirarnos afuera,
and instead of wanting to cast us out,
dice, yo quiero que entres a mi casa.
He says, I want you to come into my home.
Yo no quiero que te pierdas.
I don't want that you would be lost.
Mi idea no es echarte de la casa.
My idea is not to kick you out of the home.
Mi idea es que entres a la casa.
What I want you is to come into the home.
Yo quiero salvarte.
I want to save you.
Yo quiero limpiarte.
I want to clean you.
Quiero borrar tu pasado.
And I want to erase your past.
Quiero limpiar tu pecado.
And I want to cleanse your sin.
Quiero restaurarte de tu dolor.
I want to restore you from your pain.
Quiero darte una vida nueva.
I want to give you a new life.
Y quiero hacer algo.
And I want to do something
en tu vida.
In your life.
Para que no sigas condenado a la vida antigua que tuviste.
So that you will not be condemned to the past life that you had.
Sino que tengas una vida nueva.
But instead you have a new life.
Una vida llena de vida.
A life filled with life.
With con Zoe.
With Zoe.
Donde la felicidad ya no depende de los momentos alegres.
Where happiness or joy does now not depend on the happy moments.
Pero en donde ti haya una fuente de gozo.
But that inside of you would be a fountain of joy.
Donde tu justicia ya no depende de las circunstancias a tu alrededor.
Where the righteousness will not depend on your outward circumstances.
Sino que dentro de ti hay un deseo de siempre hacer lo mejor y lo que es correcto.
But instead that there would be a desire within you to always do what is correct and what is good.
Y la capacidad de hacerlo.
And the capacity to do it as well.
Donde tu paz ya no depende de si todo alrededor está muy bien.
Where your peace does now not depend on if everything around you is good or not.
Sino depende de aquello que portas dentro.
But instead it depends on what is inside of you.
Y que aún así estés en medio de la tormenta.
And that even though you may be in the midst of the storm, just as Jesus was,
él dormía tranquilo.
He was sleeping peacefully.
Porque sabía con quién estaba.
Because he knew who he was with.
Y que a donde llegues, vas a cambiar ambientes.
And that wherever you would go, you would change the atmosphere.
Y cuando llegues a una casa en tormento,
that when you would come into a home that just is covered in storms,
donde hay dificultad,
when there's difficulties,
que puedas dejar tu paz.
That you would be able to leave your peace there.
No la paz que da una circunstancia.
Not the peace that a circumstance gives.
Pero la paz que se produce adentro en la fuente de vida que hay en ti.
But the peace that is produced in the fountain that is inside of you.
En otras palabras, él no quiere que vivas de afuera hacia adentro.
In other words, he doesn't want you to live from the outside to the inside.
Porque la verdadera vida es de adentro hacia afuera.
Because true life is from what comes inside to the outside.
Es él en nosotros.
It's him in us.
Fluyendo a través nuestro.
Flowing through us.
Cuento una anécdota y empiezo a cerrar.
So I just want to tell you a story and I'll begin closing.
Esta semana tuve un pequeño accidente.
This week I had a small accident.
Me caí, puse una escalera encima de un andamio y me caí de la punta.
I put a ladder on top of a scaffold and I fell from the top.
Haciéndolo mal.
Doing it bad.
Sí, lo tienen que salvar de uno mismo.
You know, God needs to save you from yourself.
Me caí de 18 pies de altura.
I fell from about 18 feet high.
Como dos veces esto.
Probably like two times this.
Así.
And I just fell straight.
Caí encima de una escalera.
I fell in, on top of a ladder.
Me partí la nariz.
I broke my nose.
La tenía para allá.
I had it like this. I went.
La muñeca me dolía impresionante.
My wrist was hurting incredibly.
Aquí y acá.
Here and here.
Estos dos dedos, los ven negritos,
inflamados. These two fingers, you can
bueno,
see them swollen.
Tres dedos.
Well, three fingers.
Esta muñeca aquí me duele impresionante también.
This wrist is hurting a lot.
Me pegué en la rodilla.
I hit my knee.
Me doblé el tobillo.
I twisted my ankle.
Okay.
I was.
Me fui para la casa.
I went home.
Y oré.
And I prayed.
Y vengo orando.
And obviously, on my way home, I'm praying.
Pero alguien me preguntó, ¿estás triste?
But someone asked me, are you sad?
Le dije, no.
And I told them no.
Estoy muy contento.
I'm very happy.
Estoy tan agradecido.
I'm so thankful.
Le digo, porque he visto gente caerse de cuatro pies.
Because I've seen people fall from 4 feet.
Y partirse completamente.
And just completely break themselves.
He visto gente caer de 10 pies.
I've seen people fall from 10 feet.
Matarse.
And kill themselves.
He visto alguien caerse de una escalera de 6 pies.
I've seen someone fall from a ladder from 6 feet high.
Y quedar inválido.
And to become paralyzed.
Y yo me caigo de un tercer piso.
And I fall basically from a third floor.
Y no me pasó nada.
And nothing really happened to
lo único
me.
Que tengo es un moradito.
The only thing I have is a bruise.
Dios no dijo que en el mundo no iba a haber aflicción.
God didn't say that in the world there wasn't going to be afflictions.
Él dijo que iba a estar contigo.
He said that he was going to be with you.
Que te iba a salvar de ti mismo.
That he was going to save you from yourself.
De tus propios inventos.
From your own inventions.
¿Qué tal cosecháramos lo que sembramos y lo que hacemos?
And so what happened if you would reap the very same thing that you sowed?
¿Cuántas veces usted no se ha pasado el límite de velocidad?
How many times have you not surpassed the speed limit?
¿Cuántas veces no nos inventamos cosas?
How many times do we not invent things?
Creyendo que lo estamos haciendo bien.
Believing that we're doing it right.
Poniendo la escalera en el andamio.
To put in a ladder on a scaffold.
Y ahí Dios tiene un ángel teniendo.
And then God has basically an angel there holding you.
Y aun si te caes.
And even if you fall.
Inexplicablemente.
And it's unexplainable.
Hay algo que te protege.
There's something that protects you.
Y te quedan las marcas.
And you may have marks, scars.
Y es él diciéndote. Cuidado.
But it's him reminding you and saying, be careful.
Pero tú sabes porque sabes porque sabes.
And that you know that you know that you know.
Que eso no es lo que te merecías.
That's not what you deserve.
Que pudo ser mucho peor.
That it could be much worse.
Pero que su gracia y su misericordia.
But instead his grace and his mercy.
Te han cuidado.
Have taken care of you.
Te han guardado.
Have protected you.
Hace 2 días.
2 days ago.
No me podía parar.
I could not stand up.
No podía mover mi pie.
I couldn't move my foot, my leg.
No podía mover mi mano.
I couldn't move my hands.
Me dolía como no tiene idea.
It hurt and you could not imagine how much it hurt.
Han pasado 2 días.
2 days have gone by.
No tengo ni un morado.
I don't even have a single bruise.
El único morado que tengo es este.
The only bruise that I have is pure my finger.
Mira el pie.
Look at my foot.
Mira la rodilla.
Look at his knee.
Mira el brazo.
Look at the arm. Amen.
Aquí me quedó una marquita.
I have a little mark on my nose.
La marca pública.
The public mark.
El testimonio.
The testimony.
Que muestra aunque pases por el fuego.
That shows that even though you may walk through fire.
Queda un poquito negrito.
You will come out a little toasted.
Pero no me quemé.
But I did not burn myself.
Tragué un poquito de agua.
You know, I swallowed a bit of water.
Pero no me ahogué.
But I didn't drown.
Porque él está conmigo.
Because he's with me.
Digo esto como ejemplo.
And I say this as an example.
Porque cuántas cosas tú no te has inventado.
Because how many times have you not invented something or done something?
Una relación que no debías estar.
A relationship that you knew you shouldn't have been in.
Un negocio que no debías hacer.
A business that you shouldn't have done.
Un trato que no debiste tener.
A deal that you shouldn't have done.
Una actitud con tus hijos, con tu esposa indebida.
An attitude that you had towards your spouse or towards your children.
Una respuesta a tus padres.
A wrong response towards your parents.
Una rebeldía en contra de Dios.
Or a rebellion against the Lord himself.
¿Qué merecías?
What do you deserve?
Seguramente nada bueno.
Surely nothing good.
Y de pronto te dolió un poco.
And it probably hurt you a bit.
Como a mí me dolió por varios días.
Just as it hurt for a couple days for me.
Pero hoy estás bien.
But you're okay.
Y si realmente lo piensas,
and if you truly think about it,
te vas a dar cuenta,
you're going to realize
que Dios te guardó de ti mismo,
that God took care of you from yourself,
que restauró tus heridas,
that he restored your pain,
que él mismo te levantó,
that he himself picked you up,
que no fue como pudo haber sido,
that it wasn't how it should have been,
y que él te guardó,
and that he took care of you,
que él te salvó,
that he saved
que
you,
su misericordia te alcanzó,
that his mercy reached you,
y que él está contigo,
and that he is with you,
en las buenas,
the good,
y en las malas,
and in the bad,
en tu mejor momento,
and your best moments,
y aun cuando fallas y eres débil,
and even when you fail,
porque te ama,
because he loves you.
Cuando pienso en esas cosas,
and so when I think about these things,
¿cómo no estar agradecido?
How could I not be thankful?
¿Cómo quejarme?
How could I complain?
¿Cómo hablar mal de él?
How could I speak wrong about him?
¿Cómo no querer servirle?
And how could I not want to serve him?
Porque esto es solo un ejemplo,
because it's just one example.
Golpecito.
You know, a little small hit that he got.
Pero yo soy consciente,
but I'm conscious,
de cómo el amor de Dios me ha cuidado,
of how the love of God has taken care of me.
Aquí hablando a calzón quitado.
Here just speaking purely open, just being naked figuratively before you.
A veces me he preguntado,
many times I've asked myself,
¿será que yo no tengo un hijo por ahí?
Could it not be that I have a son somewhere in the world, another son? That's that one day, you know, some lady would just show up and be like, "Hey, I just want you to know you've had a child all this time."
Porque fui promiscuo.
Because I was very promiscuous.
Me he preguntado,
I've asked myself,
¿cómo es que no tengo una enfermedad?
How is it that I don't have a sickness?
Una enfermedad venérea.
Oh, a sexually transmitted disease.
Cuando ni me cuidé.
When I never even took care of myself.
Cuando era todo loco.
When I was just crazy.
¿Cómo es que no soy uno de esos tipos que está en la calle viviendo en una carpa, llevado por el vicio?
I've asked, how is it that I'm not one of those guys that are in the streets in a tent living there because of an addiction that I may have?
Porque de pronto su error fue probar la droga algún día.
Because probably their error was to try drugs one time.
Yo la probé muchas veces.
I tried it many times.
¿Cómo es que no soy un alcohólico por ahí que anda sin futuro, sin vida, sin rumbo?
Sometimes I ask myself, how is it that I'm not an alcoholic, just living my life with no purpose and just living day to day?
¿Cómo es que no me he divorciado?
How is it that I haven't been divorced, or that I'm not divorced?
¿Cómo no vivo en un hogar abusivo cuando crecí con un abuso?
That sometimes I ask myself, how is it that I don't live in a home that's filled with abuse, because I grew up in a home that was filled with abuse.
Y veo la vida que tengo,
and I look at the life that I have,
y me pregunto,
and I ask myself,
¿cómo llegué aquí?
How did I get here?
Y la única respuesta que tengo,
and the only answer I have,
es que la gracia y la misericordia de Dios han estado conmigo.
It is because of the grace and the mercy of God has been with
que
me.
Él me ha cuidado de mí mismo.
And he has taken care of me.
Que
from
aun
me.
Cuando yo me rebelé en su contra,
that even when I went against him,
él puso su mano sobre mí.
He put his hand over me.
Y aunque tengo mis raspones,
and although I have my scratches,
y tengo mis cicatrices por ahí,
and I have some scars here and there,
estoy vivo por su misericordia.
I'm still alive because of his mercy.
Que él me ha cuidado.
That he has taken
care. Que él me ha guardado.
That he has guarded me.
Que nunca me ha abandonado.
And that he has never abandoned me.
Y estoy totalmente seguro que no he cosechado lo que me merezco.
And I am totally sure that I have not reaped the things that I have sowed.
Porque eso es misericordia.
And that's because of his mercy.
Dice la escritura, el que se arrepiente y se aparta de su pecado.
And so the scripture says, he who repents and aparts from his sin,
el que lo confiesa,
who confesses it,
alcanzará su misericordia,
will reach his mercy.
¿Y cuál es su misericordia?
And what is his mercy?
Cuando él ve el libro de
when he sees the book of sin,
y ve todo lo que te mereces,
and he sees everything that you deserve,
dice, no, esta no es la condena que yo tengo para
he él. Says, this isn't the condemnation that I have for them.
Gira la página.
He turns the page.
Olvida tu pecado.
And he forgets your sin.
Y dice, yo para él declaro misericordia.
And he says that for that person I declare mercy.
Y la justicia demanda que se tenga que pagar.
And justice the demands that the payment, that the punishment needs to be paid.
Y él dice, sí, and se va a pagar.
And he says, yes, it will be paid.
Pero yo pago.
But I'm gonna.
Yo no quiero que él o ella lo tenga que pagar.
I don't want he or she to have to pay it.
Yo lo voy a pagar.
I'm gonna pay it.
Dice la escritura que él se hizo hombre.
And so scripture says that he became man.
Que descendió desde el cielo.
That he descended from heaven.
Y se humilló hasta lo sumo.
And he humbled himself
to the lowest point. Él no vino aquí como rey.
He didn't come here as a king.
Vino como siervo.
He came as a servant.
No vino que lo atendieran.
He didn't come to be served.
Vino a servir.
He came to serve.
Vino a amar.
He came to love.
Vino a dar su vida.
He came to give his life.
Dice la escritura que a los suyos vino.
And so scripture says that he came to those.
To
his people.
Y que ellos lo rechazaron.
And that they rejected him.
Y él ya sabía que eso iba a pasar.
And he already knew that was going to happen.
Él vino a darles vida.
He came to give them life.
Y ellos lo quisieron matar.
And wanted to kill him instead.
Él vino a bendecirlos.
He came to bless them.
Y todo el mundo lo maldecía.
And everybody would curse him.
No tiene sentido.
That doesn't make any sense.
¿Usted haría esa?
Would you do that?
Yo no.
I wouldn't.
Y dice, mire, vaya allá y ayude a esa gente.
And so somebody could tell me, you know, why don't you go over there and help those people?
Lo van a tratar mal.
They're going to treat you bad.
Lo van a maldecir.
They're going to curse you.
Le van a pegar.
They're going to hit you.
Y eventualmente lo va a matar.
And eventually they're going to kill you.
¿Va y los ayuda?
Go help them.
Le digo, hell
no. I would tell them, no.
Gracias, no, sí, pero no, gracias.
I'd be like, no, I'm good, you know what, no, thank you.
En cambio, él dice, yo voy para eso.
But instead, Jesus says, I'll do it.
Y vino.
And he came.
Y se humilló.
And he humbled himself.
Él le dice algo a los gobernantes que a mí me asombra.
And he says something to the governors during that time that surprises me.
Cuando a él lo están cuestionando.
That when they're questioning him.
Él les dice, a mí nadie me quita mi vida.
He says to them, no one takes my life.
Yo la estoy dando voluntariamente.
He says, I'm giving it voluntarily.
Yo podría llamar una legión de ángeles en este momento y salir de aquí.
And Jesus says, I could call upon a legion of angels and they could take me out of here.
Yo podría haber estado cambiado la situación en la que estaba.
He could have changed the situation that he was in.
Pero decidió vivirla.
But he decided to live in that
decidió
situation.
Decidió sufrir.
Instead. He decided to suffer.
Decidió ser herido y molido.
He decided to be tortured and beaten.
Ser golpeado.
To be beaten.
Ser latigado.
To be whipped.
Ser maldecido.
To be cursed.
Ser escupido.
To be spat at.
Ser totalmente humillado.
And to be completely embarrassed.
Arrancaron sus vestiduras.
They tore off his clothing.
Lo hicieron marchar desnudo por la calle.
They made him march through the streets naked.
Mientras lo latigaban.
While they whipped him.
Mientras le escupían.
While they spit at him.
¿Y sabe el que veía?
And you know what he saw?
Mientras hacía todo eso.
While he did all that.
Te veía a ti.
He saw you.
Y te ve, me veía a mí.
And he saw me.
Y decía, yo voy a hacer esto.
And he said, I'm going to do this.
Para que tú no tengas que vivir.
So you don't have to live.
Las consecuencias de tus inventos.
The consequences of the things you decided to do.
De tu rebelión.
Of your rebellion.
Y de tu pecado.
And of your sin.
Porque te amo.
Because I love you.
Y como hay justicia en el reino de los cielos.
And just as there's righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
El pecado no solo se perdona.
Sin is not only forgiven.
El pecado hay que pagar.
You have to pay for your sin.
Y se paga con muerte.
And it's paid for with
y él
death.
Dice, yo voy a dar mi vida.
And so he says, I'm going to give my life.
Para que tú no tengas que dar la tuya.
So you don't have to give yours.
Yo voy a sufrir.
I'm going to suffer.
Para que tú no tengas que sufrir.
So you don't have to suffer.
Yo me voy a hacer maldito.
I'm going to become wickedness or be cursed.
Para que tú no seas maldito.
So you don't have to be cursed.
Yo voy a tomar este dolor.
I'm going to take this pain.
Para que tú no tengas que cargar con enfermedad.
So you don't have to carry the sickness.
Y lo hizo todo.
And he did it all.
Por amor.
Because of love.
Porque te vio.
Because he saw you.
Porque te amó.
Because he loved you.
Sin importar lo que hayas hecho.
Doesn't matter what you did.
Y lo que ibas a hacer.
Or what you were gonna do.
Aún así te amó.
Even then he loved you.
Y creyó en ti.
And he believed in you.
Que yo que en algún momento de tu vida.
And then at one point in your life,
ibas a caer en cuenta,
that you were going to realize
que te ibas a arrepentir,
and that you would repent.
Y solo por la esperanza de que en algún momento eso pasara,
and only because of the hopes that maybe one day that would happen.
Él dice, valió la pena.
He says it was worth it.
Y lo hizo.
And he did it.
Y después fue crucificado.
And then he was crucified.
Murió como morían los criminales.
He died as criminals died.
Cuando nunca pecó.
When he had never sinned.
No hizo nunca nada mal.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Y voluntariamente estuvo allí.
But voluntarily he was there.
Y sufrió en esa cruz del
and
Calvario.
He suffered on the cross of Calvary.
Derramó hasta su última gota.
And he poured out to the last drop of his blood.
Y antes de morir.
And before dying.
Él dijo.
He said.
It is finished.
Está terminado.
Hecho está.
It is done.
Ya está pago.
It's paid for.
Tu redención,
your redemption,
tu perdón,
your forgiveness,
tu salvación,
your salvation,
él la paga.
He paid for it.
en el Calvario.
On Calvary.
Muere. Dice la escritura que desciende a las profundidades del abismo.
And so the scripture says that he descends into the abyss.
Al infierno.
Into hell.
¿A dónde teníamos que haber ido nosotros?
Where did we need to go ourselves?
Allá.
Over there.
Y él va.
But instead he goes.
¿Sabe por qué fue?
And do you know why he went?
Para que tú y yo no tengamos que ir.
So you and I didn't have to go.
Y cuando lo tratan de condenar.
And when they try to condemn him.
Lo tratan de apresar.
And they try to
hold him back.
They try to hold him back.
Y van a leer sus pecados.
And they go to read his sins.
Para condenarlo.
To condemn him.
No había pecado.
There wasn't any sin.
Y la muerte no lo pudo detener.
And so death could not hold him.
Y tomó las llaves de la muerte y del infierno.
And he took the keys of heaven and
muerte y del infierno.
Of death and hell.
Y resucitó.
And he resurrected.
Y salió victorioso al tercer día.
And he came out victorious on the third day.
Y dice, toda autoridad me ha sido dada.
And he says, all authority has been given to me.
¿Y sabe qué es lo lindo de eso?
And you know the beautiful thing about this?
¿Sabía usted que antes de morir Pedro lo niega tres veces?
Did you know that before he dies Peter denies him three times?
Ninguno de sus discípulos se mantuvo a su lado.
None of the disciples that he had stayed by his side.
Uno nada más.
Only one.
Juan.
John.
Y fue el único que no murió. Bueno, eso es otro tema, pero todos le dieron la espalda.
And so they all turned his back to him.
Cuando la cosa se puso difícil.
When things became hard. They disappeared.
Y quedó él solito.
He was by himself.
Quedó su mamá.
His mom was left.
La mamá siempre va a estar ahí, ¿sí?
Because, you know, your mom should always be there.
Y quedó Juan.
And John.
Su discípulo amado.
His beloved disciple.
A los pies de la cruz.
At the feet of the cross.
El resto.
And the rest.
Cada quien corrió por su vida.
Every single one of them just went and did their own thing.
Cuando él resucita,
but when he resurrects,
ni siquiera tiene eso en cuenta.
He's not even thinking about that.
Hace un barbecue en la playa.
He basically does a barbecue on the beach.
Ahí donde ellos lo pueden ver.
Where they could see him.
Ellos huelen el pescadito.
They smell the fish.
Y lo ven.
And they see him.
Vengan.
And he says, come.
Y en vez de reclamarles.
And then instead of just basically being angry with them.
¿Por qué me abandonaste?
Why did you abandon me?
¿Por qué me traicionaste?
Why did you betray me?
¿Por qué me negaste?
Why did you deny me?
Ven.
He says, come.
Coman conmigo.
Eat with me.
Yo los voy a usar.
I'm going to use you.
Yo los voy a levantar.
I'm going to lift you up.
Ustedes van a ser mis discípulos.
You will be my disciples.
Les voy a dar mi poder.
I'm going to give you my power.
Les voy a dar mi autoridad.
I'm going to give you my authority.
Ustedes van a ser mis representantes.
You're going to be my representatives.
Yo creo que eso es a mí lo que más me mata de caminar con Dios.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that impacts me when walking with the Lord.
¿Cómo aun cuando fallo?
How is it that when I continuously fail?
¿Cómo es cuando aun peco?
How is it that when I still sin?
Que vivo metiendo la pata.
And I just basically screw up so many times.
Y en vez de llamar a reclamarme.
And instead of him coming and telling me what I'm doing wrong.
Me hace una mesa.
He makes a table for me.
Me ama.
He loves me.
Siéntate a mi lado.
He says, sit at my side.
Y me hace promesas.
And he makes me promises.
Y me bendice.
And he blesses me.
Y cuenta conmigo.
And he counts on me.
Y me sigue usando.
And he continues to use me.
Eso me hace llorar, si le digo la verdad.
That makes me cry, if I'm being honest.
Digo, tú eres tan diferente a mí.
Because I say, you're so different to me.
Yo soy tan justiciero.
I'm a person that wants, you know, to bring judgment or justice.
A mí alguien me hace algo una vez.
You know, there's times where people do something to me once.
Lo perdono.
I forgive them.
La segunda.
The second time.
Ya no me da pereza verlo.
Now,
I don't want to see it. Y la tercera.
And the third time.
Quisiera ya que.
I just kind of want them. I just don't want to see them anymore.
Cambiar el andén, sí o no? Caminar por la trasera.
I want to, when they're coming one way, I want to go the other way.
Y él no.
But he doesn't.
Él me sigue buscando.
And he continues to search
me. Me sigue persiguiendo.
He continues to follow me.
Sigue creyendo en mí.
He continues to believe in me.
Me sigue perdonando.
He continues forgiving me.
Sigue salvándome de mí mismo.
And he continues to save me from myself.
Dios, ¿no te cansas?
Sometimes I'm like, do you not get tired of me?
¿Cómo no te has cansado de mí?
How have you not tired? You've not grown tired of me.
¿Cómo sigues creyendo en mí?
How do you continue believing in me?
Hay veces que no creo ni en mí mismo.
Because there are times I don't even believe in myself.
¿Tú sigues creyendo en mí?
But he keeps believing.
No importa cuánto fallo.
It doesn't matter how many times I fail.
En vez de llamarme a reclamarme.
Instead of calling me to tell me everything I'm doing wrong.
Me sigue hablando de su plan.
Instead, he continues to speak to me about his plan.
De los sueños que tiene conmigo.
Of the dreams that he has with me.
De las cosas que vamos a hacer juntos.
Of the things we're going to do together.
Y se empieza a sentir uno como una cucaracha.
And you start feeling like a cockroach.
Porque el amor,
because love,
cubre multitud de errores.
Covers multitude of sin.
Y ese amor es el que trae convicción.
And it's that love that brings conviction.
No sé si usted a veces sentirse tan amado por Dios lo hace sentir como es que yo cómo le fallo.
There are times that where you feel so loved by God that you're just like, man, how is it that I continue failing him?
Mira, hay veces que he pecado y estoy esperando que llegue algo malo y lo que me llega es una bendición.
And there's times that I've sinned and that what I'm waiting for is something bad, but instead a blessing comes.
Y me pongo a llorar.
And I start crying.
Digo, no, hermano, sea serio.
And I'm like, no way.
No me merezco eso.
Because I say, I don't deserve this.
Tú me amas.
But you love me.
Entonces Jesús hace el asadito.
And so Jesus, he does the barbecue.
Se sienta con ellos.
He sits with them.
Le sigue enseñando.
And he keeps teaching them.
Sigue creyendo en ellos.
He keeps believing in them.
Y llegó un momento.
And a point came.
Donde esos hombres nunca volvieron a ser iguales.
Where those men were never again the same.
Le fallaron una y otra vez.
They failed them time and time again.
Lo negaron.
They denied him.
Lo dieron la espalda cuando él más los necesitó.
They turned their backs on him when he most needed them.
Cuando él estaba en su peor momento de angustia.
When he was in his worst moment of anguish.
Y les dijo que oraran por él.
And he said, please pray for me.
Los tipos se pusieron a roncar.
Instead they started snoring.
Él los llamó.
And he called them.
Les dijo, no pueden velar conmigo aunque sea una hora y orar por mí.
And he said, you can't come and pray with me, not even for 1 hour.
Sí, 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 señor.
And they're like, yes, yes, Lord.
Y volvió y estaban ahí.
And when he would go back, they were sleeping again.
Cabezones.
Hard-headed.
Le fallaron vez tras vez.
And they failed him time and time again.
Lo negaron.
They denied him.
Le dieron la espalda.
They turned their back.
Fueron desleales.
They were disloyal.
Y así he sido yo.
And that's how I've been personally.
No sé cómo ha sido tu caminar con Dios.
I don't know how your walk with the Lord has been.
¿Será?
Could it be?
No sé si eso más o menos describe el tuyo.
This probably somewhat describes your walk with God.
Hoy quiero decirte.
But today I want to tell you.
Él sigue creyendo en ti.
Keep believing in him.
Te sigue esperando a su mesa.
He's still waiting for you to come to the
te
table.
Sigue llamando.
He's still calling you.
Y no ha cambiado de idea contigo.
And he hasn't changed his mind about you.
Y aun cuando sabía todo lo que ibas a hacer.
And even when he already knew everything that you were going to do.
Murió por ti.
He died for you.
Dio su vida.
He gave his life.
Te perdonó.
Forgave you.
Por lo que hiciste,
for what you did,
por lo que estás haciendo,
for what you're doing right now,
y por lo que posiblemente algún día llegues a hacer,
and for what you will possibly do one day.
Te dice, hijo, nunca voy a dejar de creer en ti.
And he says, I am never going to stop believing in you.
Pero no te quedes a la puerta.
But don't stay at the doorway.
Entra a casa.
Enter, come home.
Y siéntate conmigo a la mesa.
And sit with me at the table.
Quiero cenar contigo.
I want to dine with you.
Quiero hablarte de mis planes.
I want to speak to you about my plans.
De lo que tengo para ti.
And what I have for you.
Y es su gran amor lo que nos atrae a él.
And it's his great love that brings us to
nos
him.
Nos atrae con lazos de amor.
And it attracts us with strings of love.
No con juguete.
Not with a punishment.
With a whip.
With a whip.
No con castigos.
It's not with punishments.
No con miedo.
Not with fear.
Con amor.
But with love.
Nos atrae a él.
He brings us to him.
Porque tanto amó Dios al mundo.
Because for God so loved the world.
Que se entregó.
That he gave himself.
Para que tengas vida eterna.
So you could have eternal life.
Para que tengas vida interior.
So you could have life in your internally.
Él vino no para condenarte.
And he came not to condemn you.
Sino para salvarte.
But to save you.
No para castigarte.
Not to punish you.
Para restaurarte.
But to restore you.
No para verte mal y disfrutarlo.
Not to see you bad and him feeling good about it.
Pero para sacarte del barrial en el que te metiste.
But to come and take you out of the mud pit that you were in.
No importa en dónde estés.
And it doesn't matter where you are.
Él sigue creyendo en ti.
He still believes.
Hay un detalle de la historia del hijo pródigo que a mí me impacta mucho.
And so there's a detail about the son of the story of the prodigal son that I really like.
Él dice, volveré a la casa de mi padre.
He says, I'm going to go back home to the house of my father.
Porque allá está un sirviente come mejor de lo que yo estoy comiendo.
Because he said, because even the servants there eat better than how I'm eating right now.
Voy a ir así me pongan de esclavo.
I'm going to go over there even if they make me a slave.
Y cuando él viene de camino.
And when he's on the way there.
Dice que el padre lo vio a la distancia.
It says that the father saw him to the distance.
Y que cuando el padre lo vio viniendo.
And that when the father saw him coming.
Salió corriendo.
That he went running after.
Dejó todo tirado.
And that he threw everything.
Él no esperó a que llegara a la casa.
He didn't wait for him to come home.
A que se tirara al piso.
That he would throw himself on the floor.
A que le pidiera perdón.
And that forgive him.
A que le besara sus pies.
That he would kiss his feet.
A que pagara su condena,
that,
su castigo.
That he would pay his punishment or what he
Cuando
deserved.
Lo ve a la distancia,
but instead he saw him in the distance.
Salió corriendo,
and he went running after him.
No importa cuándo hayas fallado.
Because it doesn't matter how many times you failed.
Su amor por ti no cambia.
His love for you does not change.
Sigue creyendo en
he ti. Still believes in you.
Sigue guardando la esperanza.
And he still is taking care of that hope.
Que vas a ser parte de lo que él está haciendo.
That you would be part of what he's doing.
Y lo vio.
And he saw him.
Y salió corriendo.
And he went running after him.
Y lo abrazó.
And he hugged him.
Y hay mucha gente que tiene miedo de venir a los pies de Dios.
And there are so many people that have fear to come to the feet of the Lord.
De acercarse a él.
To come close to him.
Porque piensan que le va a dar es látigo.
Because they think that what he's going to do is whip them.
Que los va a rechazar.
That he's going to reject you.
Que los va a castigar.
That he's going to punish you.
Que les va a sacar todo en cuenta.
That basically he's going to take out everything that you owe.
Y lo que él hace es abrazarte.
But instead what he does is that he hugs you, he embraces you.
Lo besó.
And he kissed him.
Puso sandalias en sus pies.
And he put sandals on his feet.
Le puso un anillo en su dedo.
He put a ring on his finger.
Le puso una capa.
He put the best clothing on him.
Le dijo, tú eres mi hijo.
And he told him, you are my son.
Te he estado esperando.
I have been waiting for
Te
you.
Amo.
I love you.
Te he estado esperando.
I've been waiting for you.
Y dijo, hagamos una gran fiesta.
And he said, let's have a great feast.
Maten el mejor cordero.
Kill the best cow.
Porque uno que estaba muerto.
Because my son who was dead.
Ahora ha vuelto a vida.
Has now come to life.
Qué diferente es él.
How different is he?
No es como nosotros.
He's not like us.
Dios no tiene amor.
God doesn't have love.
Él es amor.
He is love.
Es la definición de amor.
He is the definition of love.
Y murió por amor.
And he died for you.
Murió por amor.
And he died for love.
Y murió y entregó su vida por amor.
And he died and he gave his life for love.
Y aun cuando resucitó,
and even when he resurrected,
te buscó por amor.
He searched you by love.
Y hoy su amor te llama.
And today his love is calling you.
Y él dice, hijo, hija.
And he says, daughter, son.
No importa en dónde has estado.
Doesn't matter where you have been.
No importa lo que has hecho.
It doesn't matter what you have done.
¿Cuántas veces me has dicho sí, te has apartado?
How many times you said yes, yet you've turned away?
¿Cuánto te has revolcado?
How much you just got
rolled around. ¿Cuántas veces me has dado la espalda?
How many times you've turned your back to me?
¿Cuántas veces prometiste y no cumpliste?
How many times you promised, yet you didn't fulfill what you said?
No me importa cuántas veces me negaste.
It doesn't matter how many times you denied me.
No importa en qué problema estás.
And it doesn't matter what problems you're bringing.
Lo único que necesitas es mi amor.
The only thing that you need is my love.
Y no me he olvidado de ti.
And I haven't forgotten about you.
No me he olvidado de ti.
I haven't forgotten about you.
Nunca quité mis ojos de encima de ti.
I never took my eyes away from looking at you.
Y nunca dejé de mirarte con ojos de amor.
And I never stopped looking at you with eyes of love.
Y solo te dice, entra a mi casa.
And he just tells you, come into my home.
Un versículo en Apocalipsis que dice,
so there's a verse in Revelation that says,
que el Señor golpea la puerta.
That it says that the Lord knocks at the door.
Y llama.
And he calls.
Que si tú atiendes esa puerta,
and he says that if you answer it,
y la abres,
that, and you open,
y lo dejas entrar,
and you let him come in,
él entrará y cenará contigo,
and he will come and dine with you,
y hará un pacto contigo,
and he will make a pact with you.
Tú serás tuyo, perdón, tú serás de él,
you will be his,
y él será tuyo,
and he will be yours.
Seremos uno con él,
and you will be one with the Lord.
Esperamos que este servicio haya sido de mucha bendición para tu vida. La palabra de Dios es esa semilla que tiene el potencial de transformar todo en nuestras vidas. Atesórala y ponla en práctica. No olvides seguir conectado a esta familia de Nuevo Amanecer Cali. Recuerda que puedes seguirnos en todas nuestras redes sociales. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify y Apple Podcasts.
Bien, y si quieres sembrar en nuestro ministerio, recuerda que si estás en Canadá, lo puedes hacer a través de un email transfer enviándolo a admin@nacalgary.ca, admin@nacalgary.ca. Y si estás en el extranjero, también puedes donar a través de nuestro link de donación allí en nuestra página de Facebook. Si estás en persona, recuerda que puedes usar los datáfonos para tarjeta de débito, crédito o en cash. Muchas gracias por todas las semillas que siembra nuestro ministerio. Nos permiten llevar la palabra de Dios a todo el mundo y poder seguir sembrando semillas que transforman vidas. Los amamos. Bendiciones.